Hello. What a strange proposition I just had. And it wasn't about marriage or anything like that. A lady rang my door. And she says, I've locked myself out. I'm your neighbour from upstairs. And she gave me some strange name. She sounded like a Brummy Indian, of which I've met plenty. First of all, she says, can I drive her to her sister's? And she works in St. Mary's, which is one of the local hospitals around here. And then I said, well, no, I can't really drive you. And then she's like, can you give me money towards a cab? I'll be back in half an hour once I go to my sister's, who's got a spare set of keys. And I was sort of like, well, not really. I don't keep cash in the house. Some, maybe, but not enough to do that for anybody that I don't know. I just thought it was a bit weird, and I wondered if anybody else would have done the same as me, or should I have given her some money? I don't know. It seems a little bit of a strange one. So I pose it to the wider community. Part of me feels a bit guilty, but part of me thinks that this happened to me once when I lived in the old house, and I didn't. I gave the person something at the time, and I never saw it again, obviously, because you don't. And yeah, it bothered me, in fact, and I didn't do it again. And it kind of, I don't know, what's the word? Hardened me against scams. So was it a scam or was it real? Without having seen the woman, of course, it's hard to know, but that kind of thing just sort of, it upsets me and it annoys me in equal measure, because I'll never know. I'll probably never see her again now. She won't come to me for anything else, which in a way is great, and in a way isn't. Although Kirsten pointed out something quite sensible. She said, if you book a cab, you could tell the cab, wait while I go in and get money from my sister, which I didn't consider, and I could have told her that had I considered it. But when you put on the spot like that, you feel a bit out of your depth, or at least I did. And I didn't want to say yes, and I didn't want to say no. I would have felt bad if I had said either or, to be honest. So, yeah. Just a strange dilemma that happened to me today. In other news, though, the whole place is lovely. We've got everything unpacked. Every box is out of the way. I spent most of my afternoon throwing a ball up the stairs for either Jake or Alice to catch or to throw down to me in equal measure. And I am tired as a result. Did that for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was a lot of fun. If you haven't got stairs in your house, then you need to just, like, grow a pair. Well, not a pair, about 20 of them. Our house has 19 steps. If you grow about 19 steps with about two or three corners that the ball can zip around and have it come down at you and catch it, it's a great deal of fun. First time living in a house with stairs and enjoying it very much. Well, first time being an adult anyway. I did as a child, but it's so far back in the mists of time that I don't remember it. And it was about, I don't know, 12 years before the internet arrived en masse in, say, 1995, for example. So yeah, I have no recollection of this thing, although I am told it did happen. So that's what's going on. I will come back again soon. I must post something here in stereo at some point. That'd be a thing. Yeah. Anyway, I've gone on long enough. Thoughts? No thoughts. Thoughts? No thoughts. The noise you can hear, actually, is not the server machine. It's the fan in the ceiling, for those who are wondering, by the way. There we go, then.